Hey everyone, this is Brian Soltis and Brian McKeever. We are both Kentico MVPs and we are rolling out a new series that we're working on in which it's really going to be Brian and I talking to each other, basically trying to stump each other with some questions and talking about things that deal with Kentico. Brian, what do you think? How do you think this is going to go? Do you think we're going to do all right?
Yeah, well, we're new territory here for everybody. Well, at least for you and I, as far as we're concerned. Basically, I think what we're going to try to do in this podcast is really leverage our experience with Kentico, talk about upcoming events, what's going on, maybe give out some best practices here or there. But really, it's going to be a conversation between you, Brian, and me to try to just talk about the community and get people more engaged. So as always, with everything we do, we'd love to hear everyone's feedback. So, you know, definitely feel free to email us or hit up our blogs. And, you know, what are we going to talk about today, Brian?
Well, this first round, we're going to hit up, you know, kind of the Kentico connections. It just rolled out in Boston a week and a half ago. And we figured that'd be a good way to kind of introduce people to what we're trying to do here, which we'll figure that out as we go. And to let you know what we thought about it and really what we got out of that conference. And so, you know, I'll just come out with it, man. What did you think about it this year? What was your favorite session or what was your favorite part of it that you really liked?
Well, man, there was so much going on this year. I felt like I really wanted to be in two places at once to hit everything. But since it was in Boston, it was a new venue, I'll kind of start there. It was a really great location, I think, for the conference. It definitely had enough room. It was a really good turnout. But really my favorite thing about the three-day event was the fact that it had great sessions, great content. The content was much improved over the last two Kentico connections as far as what Kentico reviewed with us. And then I think even the partner case studies and the marketing track really took the value of the conference to new heights. But, you know, that's where I'm at. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely thought it was kind of cool to have it at a different venue. I like Denver. It's cool. But it was really interesting to go to the, you know, different place like Boston. I'd only been there once before, so it was really cool to go back to that city and see a little bit more than more so than I did last time. And because I get the benefit of actually get to go to the London one as well, I feel your pain on and kind of wanting to be in two at once. So the things I miss in Boston, I plan, you know, maybe hitting up in London. But the whole conference in general was a little different. The previous ones have really been focused around a product release that was happening right at the time of the connections. And this year is slightly different with version 8. It just has so many features in it. I think they just need a little more time to fine tune them and get it ready to go. I really thought that this conference had much more of a, this is how you do something, as opposed to these are something you can do. It really had the focus of here's some best practices. This is how you integrate, you know, the e-commerce, you know, into your site, which is one of Peter Vozak's session, which is one of my favorite ones that I attended, in which he really stepped through things and guided you on exactly how you do something. And that was something that was really cool that I can, you know, I've been to a number of connections before, and that was definitely a little bit more of a hands-on tutorial approach, which I thought made a big difference. And like you said, the different tracks on the dedicated marketing track, that definitely exposes a lot more people. And so if you're interested in just doing marketing things with Kentico, you're maybe not a seller, a developer, or, you know, or a CEO level, you know, I think there was a lot of value there. I know we had some people from our company attend that track, and they loved the speakers that they brought in, hearing some case studies, some real-world examples of using Kentico. And I think they've really kind of matured the conference, and they're growing it and appealing to more people and really just kind of making a better overall experience. And it doesn't help that it was down the road from Sam Adams Brewery, because that's just awesome stuff. So I enjoyed that aspect of it.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more, because really the other thing that even like the keynote and the closing sessions were better than previous years, because they really gave us an insight into, you know, the behind the scenes growth that Kentico has seen. You know, they mentioned that they've had like 40% growth year over year in the last few years, and the team has changed. It's built up some people that we're used to dealing with on a daily basis from a developer product module standpoint have been sort of promoted to group project managers. They have Ulrich, who's a new resource, who's the director of the product. And just seeing how they're organizing their own structure really excites me, because I think they're going to be ramping up and they're really going to be able to take a more agile approach to the release cycle of Kentico, add things quicker, and it may not take, you know, 16 months, 18 months to release a site, a full point. There's some new things coming down the pipe from the App Store and the overall modularization of the core engine that I think are really exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
I've even, you know, at the end of the conference, they gave us a link to download Kentico 8 CTP. Got that running. Already been playing around with adding new modules. I mean, there's so much.
I've managed to crash myself already. Yeah, you're right.
Nice. All right, so it's a competition. You and I, whoever can get the first new Kentico 8 module out there.
I want a special version 8 bug. I want a bug tree with like a big 8 carved into it. That's what I'm looking for. what do you think is like the number one thing that you got out of the conference? Like, what was the number one thing you learned?
Well, it's tough to narrow it down to one thing. I think the number one thing I learned is the fact that digital marketing, EMS, is really where the direction of the product is going. They'll always support the core content management features, and they'll be adding to that. But marketing automation, A/B testing, all that new stuff in EMS, I really think they're kind of betting some of the future on it. And I think it's a nice differentiator that sets Kentico apart from some of the other competition out there because it does all those advanced things. I mean, I show people content personalization based off the activity tracking, and
just blows away, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, they've never seen anything like that out of a CMS, and it's all integrated. It works great. I'm excited to use it, and that's the thing I take away the most is the fact that they're betting on that. They're deepening the feature set. They're making it better, and then of course, for people like you and I, it's really easy for us to use the interface because we're tech people. But there's a real big push to make the UI of the overall administrative interface of Kentico easier to use with more dashboards, more graphical interfaces, and less UI clutter. That's really a big push for them, and I'm excited to see that too. We got to see a preview in the booth. Did you get a chance to stop by the booth?
I did. I'm actually part of the UI user group team, and I had worked with a little bit of that a couple weeks before the conference, but it was really cool to kind of go see and talk with them in the booth. And that's probably one of the biggest takeaways I have as well. I mean, just overall as a product, Kentico really seems to be maturing, and they're definitely finding this focus, and they're recognizing, the digital marketing, you know, where the trends are and where they're leading to. But more importantly, they really seem to be shaping the product in general. Like you said, the UI overhaul, I mean, that's going to blow people away. They're going to love that. And if you haven't seen it, it's so much better than an iframe-driven approach. It's much more like a dashboard with interactive components of it, and you can resize things. And I really equate it a lot to like a Windows 8 kind of design, like a tile-based view, which, love it or hate it, you can't disagree that it's easy to get things done if you have a bunch of big tiles in front of you. And I definitely think that those changes are showing, and the restructuring and the more agile approach, unless you're blind or you're deaf, you would know that Microsoft, they're changing their release cycles. They're pushing out, 8.1, less than a year after 8 came out. It's where everybody's moving to because everything evolves so fast. And I think they're right in line. I thought it was a good choice. It'll be interesting to see, how they can keep up with the demand in people and how quickly they can turn if someone needs something done. But I think it's the right idea, and I'm glad it's going to happen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've always appreciated the fact that they really pay attention to us as the users of the product. I mean, I got to be a part of the product planning session for EMS. I know there was an e-commerce product planning session.
Yeah, I was in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just neat that they listen to us. We get to vote on what features they add. But I mean, who was your favorite person that you got to talk to there? I know you mentioned Peter Wozak from the e-commerce side. Anyone else that really stuck out from?
Yeah, I mean, worked with them so long. I mean, these guys are my friends. I've known them for years now. Last time I was in Prague, Dominic is one of my favorite people to hang out with. He's just a real good friend of mine. And him and his wife took me around Prague, and, we had pig knuckle or pig knee or something. I don't know, and an original Budweiser. So that was pretty awesome. So I love meeting really all the team that I can. The people I really found the most interesting, Aldrich was very interesting because I know he's coming kind of new or fairly new into that company. I think he started in February. That was really interesting talking to him to see how he's kind of changing and they're shifting to this product management kind of group. I really liked talking to Jan, who was one of the technical leads. I think he's over the EMS or the online marketing. I can't remember which one he was. But he was really interesting too. I mean, it's cool when you can put a face with the names, and I really think it's cool that Kentico puts forward the effort that they do to send so many people over. You know, all these different project teams. That, you know, working with Peter Vozak, he actually sought me out, and we sat down at a table, and he's like, "Hey, will you tell me about this project that I know that I heard you're doing, and kind of tell me what is your plan on doing?" I mean, that goes a long way. You know, from me personally, it's wow, he's interested in what I do, but it shows me that them as a company, they're really interested in how people are using it. I know you had more than a few people come up to you after some of the sessions.
Yeah, I was really swamped. And for me, it's really hard to narrow it down to just one person that I really enjoyed talking to, because I talked to a lot of people. I was there. People were grabbing me out of sessions. I was in the hallway. People were walking up to me, and I loved it. It was great because people were genuinely interested in Kentico. How do I do this? Or what do you think about this? And that's one of the interactions that's really great about the conference. I mean, we didn't even get to the social event yet, but it was awesome for me to have dinner with Martin, the CTO. I talked to Peter Pallas, the CEO, multiple times, just catching up where they're going, what they're adding, when can we get more details about 8.0. They were very forthcoming. They're a great group of people to work with. I really, really enjoyed this whole thing. And yeah, I mean, Dominic, Peter, all those guys were great. I wish we had more time to spend with them, but...
Yeah, you know, I really like, you know, meeting the people that have kind of watched our webinars, our Ask the Experts webinars and stuff like that. And those guy named Joel Dahlin, and I actually had a really good conversation with him about the Ask the Experts. And I'm like, what do you like? What you don't like? What can we do better? And I mean, that's hard to get that communication unless you're sitting there in that, you know, in that conference and you're talking with the people firsthand. It's hard to get that. You know, you can get over email, someone shoots you a message, but given the chance of having them there, I mean, all the people we just named, I mean, if someone wasn't going to the connections, I mean, I'm sure it's easy to say, oh, it costs too much or whatever, but really in the scheme of things, the conference is quite affordable. But really the connections that you can make, and I don't know many conferences you can go to where you can connect directly with the developer that is making the piece that maybe you need a change in to make your life easier. I mean, that's just an awesome feature. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, maybe we'll go, maybe we won't. But I think just the connection with people is reason enough. I mean, for me, it is. I love the connection with people and discussing their problems. And like you said, seeking you out after going, hey, I do this, you know, what am I doing wrong? And if you can help them, I mean, you may save them weeks or days, you know, days or weeks or whatever of struggling in one simple phone, you know, one simple conversation. So it's an awesome way to interact.
Yeah, I mean, I had people ask me how to upgrade from 5.5 to 7, which has been around for a while, but some people who are just getting on board with Kentico, that's, like I said, just what you said, like 5 minutes, I told them it's a double hop upgrade. Here's what you got to watch out for. Make sure you hot fix to at least one of the newer hot fixes once you get to 7. Like, in 5 minutes, we gave them a bunch of value, a bunch of knowledge, and it was the other way around, too. I mean, I could ask some of the guys on some of the lead scoring tactics that they're taking, some of the marketing aspects of it. And really, even to circle back to what we started out talking about, was it before the last few conferences were very technical, very developer focused. Mm-hmm. When they added the marketing track this year, I know some of the Kentico Gold partners who are not quite on the technical side, they're more on the marketing and the business side. They attended that track, mm-hmm. and they had nothing but compliments for it. They were very happy that new track of content was opened up. It was very specific to them. So that it's not just a technical developer conference now. It's all about being, you know, all of those offerings.
I think it's really evolving into like a product conference, which it needs all those sides to do that. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
So where's it at next year? Where do you want it to be?
I don't know. You know, I was telling people we love to have you up in Michigan, but I don't think that's going to happen because it's the middle of nowhere, kind of. But really, I think Chicago or Indianapolis would be great for next year because it's central. You know, I liked Boston. I think I liked Denver from a location standpoint a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe because I had a direct flight. I don't know. That might have had something to do with it. But I think being in the center of the country would make it easier because we had a couple people from the West Coast and one from Seattle, I think, even. I mean, that is a haul to get all the way over.
That's a long way. And wherever it is, I do personally hope maybe it's a little closer to the city center. Anything that, you know, to save some people. Because there were actually some there's some international partners there too. And I mean, they, you know, they're renting a car and having to do all that, which is something obviously we do every day, but I don't do it every day in another country, so that would maybe make it a little more difficult. So I think Chicago would be a really good idea. I think that would be pretty cool. I also think, I mean, it'd be a long way for everybody, but, you know, there's always like Miami or something, but obviously I'm a little partial to warm weather, so I don't have as enough snow gear as you do, so it's a little tough.
Yeah, I have plenty. You can have some if you need some. Well, so, I mean, one thing we skipped a little bit so far is a social event. I know we both had a lot of fun. We used just a few drink tickets here or there. I had to behave myself a little bit because my presentation was 9 a.m. on Tuesday, but what was your favorite part of the social event?
The social event is definitely one of my one of the more enjoyable aspects of the conference for me. I personally think that a few partners and perhaps Kentico employees think it's their mission or their goal of the conference is to see how much I will drink or do while at a social event. And unfortunately, I don't have the self-will to, you know, to not do it. So, of course, I'll do it. I really like being able to walk around and talk to people. I do wish we would have had a little bit more established Ask the Expert vibe to it, where, you know, we would have the table set up so people could kind of to go from one table to the next if they had specific questions. But the aquarium was really cool. It was definitely a neat experience and a neat ambiance. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, I always do. It was definitely different than when in Denver, because that was kind of the Brunswick zone. You know, there was bowling and you know, these games for people to do. Whereas at the aquarium, you just kind of, you're there and you can walk around and you get to see awesome things. So I actually like the variety. I'm really interested to see what the next one is. So how about you? What is your thoughts on the social thing. Event?
It was a great place to look and see things, but I think if we could have kept people closer together and less spread out, we would have had more expert question and answer opportunities, because I know even to find like you or some other people on my team, I had to walk around for 5 minutes to figure out where they were.
figure out which floor they're on.
Right. A lot of walking. But I liked it probably a little bit more than Brunswick because it was more social. It seems like sometimes people would go in the bowling alley in Denver and not come out, or in the laser tag arena and not come out. So I think we could mix it together, maybe have one more thing to do in a smaller area, and maybe we can do that in, you know, Chicago or Indy next year.
Chicago 2014, there you go.
Yeah, hint, hint, Kentco.
Hint, hint. Well, cool. Well, we're getting close to our time here. We're going to keep rolling out with these. We both kind of decided that we have a number of topics that we thought would work well, but we're always open for suggestion. And really, we're doing this to help you and to help everybody. So I like to talk to Brian, and we have a lot of fun, but really we're here to help you and to try to get some information out to you. So you can certainly contact us in any way you need to, myself, brian@bitwizards.com, or you can tweet me, brian_Soltis. Brian, what is your Twitter?
Yeah, so you can reach me at Twitter at McBeev, McBeev. My blog's at McBeev.com. And shameless plug, I have a nice write-up of a full recap of the Kentco Conference in Boston in my blog there at McBeev.com. So check that out too. And like Brian said, we're definitely hoping to help people out with this podcast. And we're even looking for a name. So anyone who suggests a name, we'll, you know, have some funny prize if we actually pick it. So email us. Let us know. We'd love to know what people are thinking about this podcast. And we are looking to do it at least once a month. So
yeah, and it's going to be really fluid. You know, we might bring some other people on here, and who knows, if you really want to be on our podcast, maybe we'll get you on here as well. You know, we're going to try to establish something that really helps the community. So let us know what you think. And until then, keep on going with what you do.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Bye.